This is Ozarks at Large. There are school districts in Arkansas needing teachers. There are also professionals with college degrees interested in teaching, but without a specific degree in education. Arkansas Teacher Corps acts as a liaison. The Corps was founded in 2012, and the newest class of applicants will begin training in May. The deadline for applying is March 6th. Earlier this month, Benton Brown, the executive director of the Arkansas Teacher Corps, and Gary Ritter, a faculty director and co-founder of the program, came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to explain a bit more about how the program works. Successful applicants will be given a $15,000 stipend, paid over 3 years, as well as a regular teaching salary, and they do need a bachelor's degree. Teachers are placed in one of several districts located south and east of Interstate 30. Ritter, who is also a professor of education policy at the University of Arkansas, says it's not always an easy sell to convince somebody to move to a new, often rural, place.
It's a hard sell because teaching is a really difficult job. It's a really challenging job. But we end up finding out that there are a lot of young people who, when they started university, may have not thought they wanted to be an education major. They may have loved biology. They may have wanted to go into business. They may have loved math, whatever the topic is, whatever their content area is. And later on, they decided, for example, we've had business majors who said, I don't think I want to go into business. I'd like to work with people. I'd like to work with kids. Well, they learned a lot of useful quantitative skills in business, a lot of problem-solving skills. Perhaps that can be turned into mathematics in the classroom, or we have some teaching business in high schools. So we have people who have decided throughout their college career or later on in life after working in industry that I'd love to get into schooling, but I don't want to take on a brand new major.
We've talked about young people, but it can also be a change of career, right?
Everyone from the 20, 21-year-old that just graduated from college to mid-50s career changer who decided, hey, I've been in business for a long time, or I've been in this sector or the other, and I've just decided that I want to do something that is going to make a difference in the next generation. And so they decide, hey, I want to get into education. And maybe for them at that time in life, going back to school is just not an option for them. We give them the option to still get high quality training and then get into the classroom quickly and be able to take that knowledge that not only they've learned in their studies, but also learned in just real life experience and take that to their students. And those that many of those have applied to be a part of the program, many of those gotten into the program and have really made an impact in their schools just because of the experience and maturity they have. It's just kind of a different, a different aspect. It's a teacher that is a new teacher, but it's one that has lots of life experience that they can pass on to their students.
How do you decide where this aspiring teacher educator will go?
Well, the first thing that we want to look at in the state of Arkansas is where are teachers needed the most? We don't want to say that there's just a teacher shortage in the state. There are lots of teachers in the state, but there are certain areas of the state that may be less attractive to go to teach in, either because they're rural, they're smaller school districts, maybe they're just geographically located in different areas, and they just may not be as attractive to individuals. And so that's the first thing we looked at. We look at how students are doing. We look at, whether or not the school is performing well, whether or not the school has, high proportion of low-income students, if it's in a rural area. Those are the types of things we start to look at to say, is this a school? And, how many teachers they're requesting from the program. We kind of put out a blast across the state to see where there's a need for teachers, as well as data that we can get from the Arkansas Department of Ed that says, hey, here's an area where they struggled to get a lot of teachers. Maybe they had to have some teachers that were teaching outside of their content area and things like that. We look at those school districts and say, that's who we want to partner with. Many times they actively come to us and say, hey, we need more teachers. Do you have folks that you can fit into these areas? And so then we choose to partner with that district and then, work with the fellows that apply to be a part of the program and are accepted into the program on sort of their preferences on whether they, where they want to teach. But in the end, it comes down to where they needed the most.
And once we develop these partnerships with school districts, then Benton will make the fit work with the subject area needed, and we make sure to send teachers as much as possible to these areas in cohorts. We don't want them going alone to rural Arkansas, to a small town where they may feel bored, they may feel like there's there's not a lot of – there aren't a lot of people their own age around. And also, they're going to be taking on a challenging job that they're likely not used to. Certainly, the 22-year-olds aren't used to the sorts of challenges that they're about to face. They need people to bounce these problems off each other with. They need to talk through it. They need a support network. And so we send them down in cohorts to work together as a support network. So we try to partner with schools who need multiple teachers. And it works even best when we might have a second or a third year teacher in the same school down the hall from a first year teacher, so we can bring the first year teacher along.
Any idea what kind of retention rate or exists? I mean, people who've gone, tried this, and then continue to teach?
So we are early enough where we don't have great data on retention, and we don't have great comparable data on retention to what happens in the districts where we serve. There's national retention data we can look at, but we have a hunch supported by evidence that the retention in these hard-to-serve districts, these economically challenged districts, it's far harder to retain teachers there than across the board. The best data we have right now is from our initial cohort of roughly 20 teachers. We have 15 still in it, finishing up their third year. It's not ideal. We idealistically thought we'd keep 19 out of 20 when we started, or, you know, we were young and idealistic and stupid, perhaps. But in any event, 15 out of 20 is not bad, and we're sure happy to have them finishing up their third year. And a lot of them who are finishing up their third year are going to remain in education, some at the schools they're serving now, the low-income disadvantaged schools. Others might get an education in some other form. So we're pleased that we've introduced to education and to education of disadvantaged kids a set of talented, motivated, and service-oriented individuals who might not have found themselves in the classroom if it weren't for this program.
Training starts last week of May, and then if you are selected, if you're deemed to be one of the best, August or September, you're teaching?
Yeah, exactly. You actually get a chance to teach a little bit of summer school,
okay.
As part of our training. But then you're placed in those cohorts across the state, and you start teaching usually in mid-August.
Benton Brown is the executive director of the Arkansas Teacher Corps, and Gary Ritter is a faculty director and co-founder of the program. The application deadline for the next class for Arkansas Teacher Corps is March 6th. Applications and much more information available online at arkansasteachercorps.org.